This is May 10th, 2000. This is field worker Eleanor Wax speaking with Ann Hawken in Osterville, Massachusetts.
Always knitting. She knitted walking the road, she knitted going to the house, she knitted every time. Everywhere she went, and I wanted her to teach me. And I remember she took two feathers off the yard and shaved them down. And she taught me how to knit the feathers, whether, I don't know whether she didn't have other knitting needles, or she was afraid I would stab one of my siblings with the needles. I've learned on the feathers, and I was just 4 years old, and I was so.
What did you make?
Oh, it was a long.
Long, long scarf?
It wasn't even a scarf, it was wide enough for a scarf. It was like a long belt.
Uh-huh.
It was probably a belt, you know, it was a long belt. I just kept knitting, and then I was 10, I think, when my sister was born, and I was making all sorts of sweaters for her.
Oh, so you were making sweaters for people?
I remember a beautiful sweater I had made for her. Found a piece of material in the trunk. I remember I had this trunk with me, a piece of material in it. And I made her a dress. And I was just 10 years old then. She was a baby. And I made a navy blue sweater. The material was polka. Blue background with white polka dots. And I made her a blue cardigan. I remember vividly that.
Where did you grow up?
On the island, off the coast of Galway.
And what's the town?
Temple Village, English Bank.
English Bank.
English Bank, yeah.
So were there other knitters?
Oh, everybody knitted. All my friends knitted. In the summertime when we had no school, my house was close to the port. And we used to go up there in the summertime and take our knittings up there. And we used to go 4 or 5 of us. We used to knit up there. Teach each other new stitches.
So did you knit just for your family?
Just for my family. We also used to dye the wool, you know, pick the flowers, wild flowers. And I remember Annie Hyde-Cassation telling me that, how they knitted the yarn for their rugs when she was in Armenia. Mm-hmm. Dye the yarn. We used to dye the yarn the same way.
Where would you get the yarn from?
From the sheep. Everybody had sheep.
Everyone had their own sheep.
Yeah.
Did you spend your own yarn too?
My mother did. My mother did, my grandmother did. She's spending on my father would share the sheet. And then my mother would spin it and whatever they did to that. I wish I had learned that. Now, today I'm sorry I didn't learn that, but I couldn't be bothered at the time. And then my mother used to tell me all the time that she was a spinning wheel. And my grandmother too, you know, that I should learn that. But I didn't think something I wouldn't use. Now today I wish I did, because there's a lot of kids that have been placed down there on 6A in Osterville. Yeah.
And it's
too late. You know, I don't think we should think. I don't have the time anymore. It's more like it. And then we dyed it.
Using wildflowers.
Wildflowers, cabbage. Yarn in it, and it would leave it in. And the water had to after that when I was probably not till I left the island.
So did people, when you say there were a lot of stitches, were, I know that some stitches were identifying some families.
Yeah, each family had their own stitches, their own different stitches. And, I know my friend now, her family was big on the Tree of Life, and she always had, now, we always had this stitch here, which is a part of a cable. And
does that have a name?
This is a cable.
Just
we called it the figure
stitch?
Eight.
Okay.
I called it the figure eight because it has little eights, as you can see in it. But everybody had different stitches, you know.
But how would they get identified with the family?
Like, if you see my knitting, you see most of these stitches are in all my knittings, you know, while other families would do just diamonds and mostly different stitches in diamonds. There's so many variations of all the stitches in it. One time, my sister made, I don't know if I told you this before, my sister made me a sweater, and my husband, by accident, put it in the memorial bag, along with other things that wasn't supposed to go there. By one night, I was at PTO at one of the schools my children had gone to, and the lady in front of me was sitting in front of me. She was knitting, and I always brought my knitting to this space, you know, because it would kill the time. Well, she was knitting too, but she had a sweater on, and I was looking, and it looked exactly like my sister's knitting, exactly. And I had said to her, you know, did she knit that? And she said, no. I said, oh, do I know? Well, she says, no, dear. She said, I bought a modern oil for $5, which I nearly went through the floor. So I could tell that that was my sister's knitting, you know, right away to look at it. And I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they used to say. They identified the bodies. But I know for a fact.
Identified the fishermen.
Right.
Is that really true?
You know, we said it was. I don't know. You know, I couldn't say that for sure, but they used to say they identified. Like, the Big Island would have their own different stitches than our island.
What do you mean by the Big Island?
Inishmore would have different stitches than we did. Because one of my friends, she had cousins on the Big Island. We couldn't wait for them to come for the summer, so they would teach us some of their stitches. We were on, no, Middle Island.
Middle Island. And what's the name of Middle Island?
Inishmore.
And what's the name of the small island?
Inishier.
So they were the young girl knitting.
Yeah, and I loved it.
What did you love about it?
I don't know.
You must
just
love
loved
it.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I mean, even today, it's a relaxation to me. I used to say it was my therapy. And today more so than ever because my husband, as I told you, is a very slow driver. And since I've been sick, he doesn't let me drive. I drive myself, but he doesn't let me drive when I'm with him, you know. So if I go in a car, if I don't have this knitting, I will be nervous. My blood pressure will probably go through the roof. So I take my knitting everywhere. Today I have 7 grandchildren, and we're 8 is on the way. So I knit every Christmas day, all 20 of them get a new sweater. But I kind of more or less now don't do as much Irish knit because there's only so many Irish sweaters that I can use. So I started doing different designs.
Yeah.
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 got seven sweaters last Christmas. That was seven sweaters alone. And each of the son-in-laws now has one. No, none of them are really attended house. If I do knit for a family, like my son wanted the same one for himself and his wife and two children, I try to do the same one for all of them. But mostly they're kind of there, and I have no idea until I... And sometimes I rip it out if I don't like the back. Diamond.
What's this circle stitch? Yeah.
I call that the figure eight, but
figure
it's
eight,
just a form of cable.
It's your family stitch.
That's a form of cable. Now my sister designed this cable. It's like a figure eight inside the cable.
Oh yes.
Inside the diamond. If I meet some of my cousins, we still trade stitches. Somebody wanted to use it. I don't have any of them because the grandchildren have. But I have a few new stitches that I've learned. Maybe I don't. There was a few new sweaters that she had taught me when she was here. But they were the Christmas sweaters. And I'm on tags now.
My own label. Yeah, of course. Very nice. Horrible. So wait, you still get to work from where I live?
No, actually, I go up to Cambridge, Irish Imports.
On
Mass Ave. Yeah.
Mass Ave and Forest or Exeter.
It's on the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her yarn. This year I knitted one for, we had a raffle. We were doing a fundraiser for the church. And I bought beautiful, it was like tweed, grayish material. And they knitted a man's sweater. We raffled it off at the dollhouse. We had made, my friend and I made a dollhouse. And some people in the parish decorated. It was really gorgeous. Friend's niece stenciled flowers on the outside of it, and we made over 7,000 rounds.
That's great.
Yeah. And
what makes Irish one so exceptional?
I like the feel of it. I don't know. I'm sure, you know, any of the yarn is the same thing.
Acrylic will work.
I wouldn't use acrylic, but some acrylic, like these little ones now, these are acrylic because for children, and naturally they're going to go into the washing machine, and they have to be washed all the time. So for the grandchildren, I don't do because
so
of
what do you
buy? Canadia are for not. Actually, there's a place over in 28th and Wareham, the Yarn Basket, I think it's called. And she has lovely yarn. And she does have Irish yarn also. She, I like her stuff a lot. I like this lady at Irish Imports. She's been very, very nice. You know, the only problem is getting parking there. I took my aunt there one day because I had to pick up yarn and I went to this man and I said, come with me. So I left her in the car and I had to park in the corner. Well, by the time I came out, two huge trucks came for delivery and she's outside on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to get squashed and wanted to leave her parking the car. But I do like that she has lovely and she has beautiful sweaters. She has somebody in Ireland. Absolutely. I love it. I love doing it. You know, when I had the stroke and I couldn't use my hand, it was the hardest time. That was the hardest time.
How did you get back into it?
I worked at a therapy. Actually, when people called and I don't think they ever asked how you feel, they just said, did you knit yet? Are you knitting yet?
Yeah. I think that was one way you moved toward recovery.
Probably. You know, it was so hard. You know, it was hard. And it was the only thing I could do because I was sick, you know, and if I could knit, at least I would be able, my mind would be. At least I'm accomplishing something.
So how did you get back to behind there?
Oh, physical. Yeah, I had occupational and physical therapy. And then one day I started, definitely it was almost after the first month, almost 7 days, and, you know, there was no feeling, even though my right hand had to be on my left hand. And then after a while, I was able slowly to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was nothing, I mean, I could define the stitches and everything, it's just that I couldn't use my hands. It was really, really, that was one of the hardest times for me, because I still say, my pain, I love, you know, I just pick up my hands, and you think, that's so wonderful.
Tell me a little bit about design. I
remember
you told me that you go to these popcorn and things, mm-hmm. You have like an envelope.
I forgot when I told you about the chicken feathers that I had told you that.
Yeah.
And when I went to Washington, the first time going into the my booth or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah, your booth.
Yeah. It's this huge sign with the picture of me saying, I made it with chicken feathers. And my family saw that and they couldn't believe I said such a thing. But, you know, when I was telling you about it, it was, you know, it was just part of my life. Yeah, it was part of my life. Yeah, it was part of my life, though. But
so how do you?
I still do it. As a matter of fact, they were laughing at me just a couple of weeks ago. Went to a meeting and it was a boring meeting. So I was doodling, and I did have a sweater. I had to make a design for it, so I just started doing this. And finally, everybody was looking, you know, over and they said, "What are you doing?" And then my friend Mary said, "She's designing the sweater. That's how she does it."
How do you do it?
I don't always know. I have, yeah, I might have the diamond, you know, I'll do diamond, and then I do knit pearl, and then I do the tree of life, and I'll do a design of that. And if I don't like it, underneath it, I'll start putting in another design. So, way up my stitches, then how many stitches I have. That down pack actually. But the little ones I start out with 70.
Okay.
And then as they get older I lay down a few stitches more. Mm-hmm. So I can always tell. After 7 grandchildren, I know you more or less figure out how much time you need. And I developed a pattern on the stitches I had. But yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like these now. This is just, I saw this design in one of my Irish magazines. It was a grown-up sweater, and it had a flower here. So they just did diamond, square, and plain square. And the plain square, they did a flower. It was all flowers. That's why I got that idea. And then I just did this at Christmas for one of the girls, one of the grandchildren. So instead of putting the flowers in, I did the teddy bear and sheep, deer, sheep, cow, and the birds. That's how I did that one.
So do you?
But I I embroidered this back on after. I knit the sweater first.
Yeah.
And then I did the embroidery.
Oh, but I thought they,
instead of knitting it in. So a friend of mine had,
Oh, this isn't knitted in?
No. This is embroidered.
Oh, okay, so you make the square and then...
I make the sweater first, and then I do the designs up and on. I find it's easier that way. The one...
Is this just the eyes and the blue?
Right.
But the ground is knitted.
No.
No?
No, that's...
Oh, so you're knitting, you're sewing on top
right.
of the stitches.
Right. No.
Oh.
I find it gives the body, and some of the ones I did at Christmas, I knitted it. Like the rose I did for my, the rose and the leaves I did for my oldest granddaughter.
Yeah.
I knitted it, but riding in the car, it's much easier for me to knit the sweater and then.
Oh, because, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to sit down.
Yeah. So then when I come home at night watching television, I'll just, so my friend gave me this book that had pictures of these in it, and I just decided I would. I made a copy of it and just and sometimes if what's that paper that has the square with the name
paper?
Yeah. Get a picture and you put it on and trace it on and then do the design on that. So that's how I did these ones. You know. It was the same with this one. I saw a picture in the magazine and I copied and drafted it. I did two of these for my other two granddaughters in white with the flowers on it first. So they came out good and I liked them.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah, I thought they would knit it in, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And do any of your grandchildren knit? Or did you
just
do
that? No. Did they knit? Julie knitted two sweaters. She did a really lovely cardigan with cable down the front, which was nice, but she really didn't have time for time anymore. The other two, Patricia Pink was his name, my oldest daughter. She's not, what do you call it, domesticated. Doesn't even cook. Oh, I'd love it if they I would love to. I think that someone when she comes home now I'd be able to teach her because she's old enough to learn. She's eight.
Yeah.
She's eight, so she should be able to learn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think she should be able to learn.
What would you start her off with?
Just plain. You know, do a belt or something.
Mm-hmm.
The same way I learned. Well, the kids took Irish dancing. My three girls took Irish dancing. And,
did they take dancing with
Lido Shea? And I started making my costumes because it was the only way, you know, it was expensive, those costumes, except they are. Today, they don't, they're made in Ireland today. And they
are
come,
they made machine-made?
They're machine-made and they come from Ireland. And they're over $1,000 today.
Really?
Yeah. They are magnificent now. You saw them, they're absolutely magnificent. I still have two sitting in the closet from Julie by them. I love that too. I loved doing that embroidery. You know, the different colors. That was really neat.
How did the patterns come on the fabric or did you transfer
No, you have to transfer the pattern on.
So you
would
pick the pattern from?
Yeah, the first one I ever did for her, I came with the book to tell. First one I ever did, she was probably, the older girls I did, it was just the teacher had it. It was the shamrocks in the bottom, and it was a half of the front to body. That was the sleeve thing. But the solo one I did for Julie had a tray that had a house on it, a little cottage, with the shamrocks around it. So copied it off the tray and put it on the costume.
Oh.
And that costume was around when it was a blue costume and has a navy blue vest. That was around for a long time, but I gave it to other people and they kept passing it down.
Yeah.
And God, years later, I'd go to a fashion and see somebody with the blue costume on it. Megan started with Rita, but she was scared of Rita.
Rita is.
Yeah.
I have the book of personality. Yeah. And there's another one, or the other one, Rita's competitor, Maureen Healy. Yeah, she's on the staff show.
Maureen Healy.
Healy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Maureen is mine.
Yeah. Another one.
Oh, they took, there's so many Irish folk dancers. It's Riverdance, is one of the teachers.
Do you think Riverdance had a good impact, or
yeah.
Did you see it?
Oh, many times. Quite a few times. I had the original tape in Dublin when it first went on. But, oh, absolutely. I wish one had maybe be at, well, I think Julie, you know, she's still pushing her daughter. She's going to be a dancer. Because she did it. Before she graduated college, that's what she
did.
Yeah, she's
good.
Yeah, she was. She dances in Parliament, and she danced. She took first place in the United States,
yeah.
And she did a lot of dancing. She was Connelly. Remember Shane?
Yeah.
Was there.
Yeah. All around.
He's at BC.
He's at BC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I see him. Now there's a big competition at Cape this weekend in Irish dancing.
Oh,
really? Saturday and Sunday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at the Tara in Hanyang.
At the what?
At the Tara in Hanyang.
Tara?
Yeah.
Oh, the Tara Hotel?
The Tara. I think it's the Tara Hotel. It's the one, it's not the one on 132. I'm pretty sure it's the Tara.
Tara, Tara.
Oh, the
Irish dancing
competition. Right, right. There's a friend yesterday, we were at lunch at Oyster Harbor, and she said my granddaughter was dancing there, and I think she said it was the Tara. In Hayden, the one in over in Hayden.
Do you have a big Irish population on the
state? Oh, God, yes.
That big, huh?
That big. That big.
One more camp in Boston, eh?
I don't know where they moved to, but they're here. There's a lot of people. Yeah. It was fun. That was a great time when the kids were in dancing. You know, we traveled all over. Everywhere. Get up sometimes at 4 in the morning, drive to the Catskills for competition.
What do you think they got out of it?
Well, I think they got a lot out of it. Just, they're learning about their culture. They meet a lot of friends. You know, I think Julie, it gave her a lot of independence. I don't know, listening to the pundit. Patricia was always scared of Rita, and every time I went and had the Blackberry Brandy, was a stomach that she kept. So I didn't used to live off of Blackberry Brandy in my back to go to people. We were talking about that last Sunday at my daughter's house, you know.
You mean when she could go into
competition? Oh, she was a bad
thing. Instead of her stomach?
Her stomach. She was nervous. She was a nervous kid. As Julie would say, I remember one time she saw me, a little kid, and she came into class and Rita said, that's not, you're doing that wrong. And she looked up at her and she said, well, that's how you're talking. And nobody would dare talk back to Rita, you know, but Julie did. So.
I interviewed Rita.
Did you?
Yeah.
She's a good person.
Yeah.
She had a good friend.
She's done a lot.
She's done
a lot
wonderful, right? Yeah. Culture. Yeah, she has done wonders. But we always said, you know, it gave Julie a lot of confidence. But she went into every competition thinking she's going to win every single one of them. You know, she had that attitude. And so did a lot of other kids. She wasn't the only one. And a lot of these kids, like David Holden, and the kid of my dancing, she was the one she was the good at. They were all confident. And I think it helped them. I know it might really have helped her a lot in the years that she is today.
What do you think
is the
importance of carrying?
Well, for me, it's just because I was Irish, and I wanted to carry it on to my children. Whether they'll carry it children.
Yeah, but I can't see it for a
No, a cure, it definitely 100% low as far as the dormant stone. And the pattern, it depends on what you like. You know, everybody has their own different patterns. I haven't looked at any books recently, so I have no idea what's in the Irish books today. This one, it was just
green one?
The green one. This was actually, this I got in Ireland, but I didn't have enough.
The
dark green wall? The dark green wall.
Yeah.
And I was there. And I didn't have enough of it, so I got this up in the Yarn Basket in Wareham.
Yeah.
Took this up and I kind of matched it. So then I needed to do something that was different. And I saw a picture of this in the magazine, in one of the Irish magazines.
So a picture of the, using the light green in between?
No.
A plain
sweater with all the stitches in it.
Yeah.
In one of the magazines. And I remember, this I knew from home because my grandmother used to do this stitch all the time.
What is that stitch?
Oh, it's just like a lace stitch.
Yeah.
I put that in my afghans too. And I remember this because we did this at home. The diamond. And I'm not sure if this is the one that was in the magazine, but it's kind of familiar. Close. It's the popcorn.
Yeah. The Father, the Son,
Son
and the
Holy
Ghost.
Yeah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I kind of put it together. And I think it came close. I have a picture.
Is this a seed stitch?
Yeah, that's the
seed
stitch in between.
Oh, I see. So you had to put in.
Yeah, I had to put it in to.
Good idea. Yeah. I did that one.
That was her stitch. She loved diamonds.
She likes diamonds.
She loved
diamonds. So it's a diamond. Is a seed stitch also traditional to
the white?
Yeah.
This is the one. See, I didn't have enough red.
Yeah.
So I got this and put like the diamonds in the middle of it.
Oh, That's like a woman.
Yeah. Daughters.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this new?
I had a skirt that I couldn't find nothing to match it, so I made this. But I did this in red for my granddaughter's fingers, and then I made a black one with skirt.
I know some people think that there's no creativity when it comes to knitting.
Oh, yeah, there's
so much.
I mean, the older I get, the more I learn. Every day I think of something else. My mind is going faster than my hands are.
What do you want to make? What are you thinking of?
There's so many. When I started these, like these ones now, I made one at Christmas. Well, then my daughter-in-law and my daughter wanted. They all want. If they see one, they have to have. And I keep saying, you hand them down. Oh, no, they have to have their own. That's the thing.
Oh.
They do, but now I keep telling them, save them for the next generation, because I won't be around the next generation.
So they're really quite
a
legacy.
I think they're keeping them. I'm hoping they're keeping them. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say the children today.
You don't
mind
that
they
end up in the morgue of memorial.
No, that was a nice deal. That is a pretty one. Well, I made a cardigan out of this. At the red, this I got in Ireland 1 year, and then I had all this left over, and I thought I would have enough. So when I finished the back, I knew I wouldn't, and I found this in the yarn store, and it was just enough to do this panel in it. So it kind of blends.
So you sort of went there, and then you did the design.
Yeah.
Worked it out.
Yeah. I had the back down, and I did. Then when I designed.
Right.
to before I do napkins and anything. Anything I have. Sometimes then I'm sorry, like if I miss. I made, when I went to Japan, I made a sweater for my daughter-in-law's father, and I think it was the nicest sweater I ever made in my life. It was beautiful gray. I got it in Cambridge, tweed, and I forget what I put in it, but it was absolutely, I mean, my neighborhood was the best job I ever did, and I made one this color for his, for the mother, but I trimmed it with, it was really beautiful. But I forgot to take a picture of it, and I forgot to.
Do you ever take pictures of your sweater?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
I guess I was good at one time, and then I got lazy, you know.
Do you keep your patterns?
Well, that's it. I don't. I wish I kept the pattern to this. I don't keep the pattern.
You have to finish it so you toss
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because I don't really have a pattern. I just get scraps of paper with stuff on it. But
you get to the collar. Double and then
yes.
And sew it?
Yeah. You do a double and then you do one row. You do one row, either knit or purl, depends on what size,
yeah.
So that it looks like a finish. See how it is?
Yeah.
The only one I'm sorry about is the sweater. It was really, really elegant. I did it when we were afraid of my daughter.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I remember that. It was a big guy, and I remember
the
big guy,
and
made it to him.
I did. I was so pleased with what he did for her. And at the end, you know.
Sort of like
the
super
gift. And I can't remember what his name. God, it was the most senior moment. Good thing you're interviewing me now.
On your mother's sweater, you've kept this sweater.
I kept this sweater. It fits me, actually.
You wear it?
I wear it once in a while, but I kept it. She didn't make it for me. She made that for my sister Peggy's husband, who died young. And Peggy had given it to me. I asked for it one time. And she gave it to me. Was.
So they were both
My grandmother was my grandmother. I always see my grandmother never without thinking of her. Never.
That must be quite a
genetic
contribution.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
do you think you're a better than
your
mother?
Yeah. Oh,
they,
God, no. There was no such thing as a pattern book. And even if there was, I know people could afford it. There was never a pattern book. Nobody could afford that.
So really, all
Exactly. You know, like, I remember my friends and I experimented with dye, you know.
Yeah.
We all wanted different dyes. Everybody was like, right colors, you know, that thing. So you could different dyes. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do you have fairies, too?
I don't think so.
I think of, like, fairies, like, shavings, like, swamp clowns.
We did yellow. I remember bright yellow. I did one time. Right. It was something else. It was bright. I could still see them. And they weren't, I don't think there was much wallflowers. Actually, I saw them recently, the flower we used. I was walking, the other day, and it said, it was Roxbury last weekend.
Uh-huh.
I was there with the bench, and I walked in front of it. It's like a ground cover in yellow, but I don't know the name of it. And we used to have that at home. I remember I was there. Right. think it would be the same, you know, and I don't know. Now, my sister Maureen, who is, I say she's better than the Irish Knicks, I mean, she won't do anything like these other ones that I do. But her husband hated it, unfortunately, hated it. And for years, they lived here for a long time, and when he'd come to my house, and he'd get really angry, you know, and say, throw those away, they're making too much noise. Oh, that's the smell of English girls. I don't know. It either bothered him or not. Well, now for years, she didn't knit at all. I absolutely didn't knit. And my family recommended when I go back home, I bring my knitting needles and yarn with me. Whatever I'm knitting on, I'll tell you a story in a minute about something I knit. When I went back when he died, and I bought my knitting, actually I was making a knit, and to raffle off at the church here, and going up Route 6, I put on the stitches, and I was going to,
Side 2, Ann Hawken.
I put on the knee, on the stitches, on Route 6 going up here. You know, I told this at one, when I came back from Ireland, because I was there for 3 weeks, and I told them, I went back, the priest was laughing because I went back for a funeral, and I'm adding stitches on going up Route 6. Drove to Oxford, my daughter Doris, Connecticut, knitted all the way to Connecticut. We took a limo because we picked up his family, my brother-in-law's family, brothers living in Connecticut. So we took a limo to New York. I'm still knitting in the limo going to New York. Got on the plane, and I don't think I knit on the plane. When I came home with my knitting, you know, my sister hadn't knitted for years now. And because of it, so when she saw me knitting, you know, after the film and everything, she took out the knitting. Started knitting again. But anyway, I was knitting all over Ireland because we had visited my husband's family, and I remember we were going up to Donegal, and we had this Franciscan who was a very dear friend of mine, was driving, you know, and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years because I had been 6 months in that trial. So he was driving us up to Donegal to visit my nephew, and I had my knitting with me, and I was going to sit in the back seat. My brother-in-law that lives over there wanted to sit in the front seat, and this Franciscan. He says, no, I want Ann in the front seat. It's a long time since I had a blonde with me. So I get in the front seat and I pull out my knitting. He says, oh, God's sake, would you throw it out the window? You're in Ireland. Anyway, I finished the act, and when I came back, it was all finished in the 3 weeks I was there. So we had raffled it off and made $2,500 on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all I was doing. It was beautiful. Yeah, we did a few children sweaters, plus
yeah.
The grown-up sweater.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
we did a lot. But he was so kind of this poor baby, you know, he just said, throw it out the window. I'm sick.